You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Stay True in the building, Stu Showcase, Beat Club Podcast, all that and more. We're going to be talking to them in a little bit. But first, we got to make a few announcements, play some records. If you check out LFODradio.com, you can hear the Spenda interview, Still Gold, Caso, the Boston Calling interview. I'm going to be at Boston Calling this weekend. I cannot wait. Just going to soak up some tunes and some sun and some energy and all that and see what's going on there. There's some hip-hop there. Shout out to Cousin Stiz, repping Boston. And yeah, that's an interesting interview because we had to talk to him a little bit about what some people may feel is under representation of the local scene at the event, but you know, he kind of got out and made it clear how he felt about that and the reasons behind it and all that. And it's a good festival, it's good for the city, and we're excited to check that out. I'm not just saying that because I got a press pass, but I do appreciate the press pass. Anyway, soundcloud.com/LFOD. You can hear the Alumni Cypher series, which is coming up again soon this July. Snippets, likes, reposts, New England hip hop playlists, and different phone interviews like the ones with Ron Beattie, Mari, Slane, etc., etc. Also, 24 in 24. Are you sick of hearing about it yet? I think I'll stop talking about it in 2018. Maybe 19. Hashtag 24 and 24 anywhere. That's Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple, Google, Xbox, PlayStation, whatever you listen to music on. So definitely check that out. 24 songs, 24 artists, 24 hours. And if you're tuned in out there, I know some of you are. Hello. You can get us at Twitter at LiveFreeODRadio or Instagram, Facebook at LFODRadio. But talk to us with those tweets at LiveFreeODRadio for sure. And if you're an artist, submissions at LFODRadio.com. Please send us your clean records. I just had someone hit me up today. How do I get on the show? Send us clean records. If we like them, we'll play them, and then we go from there. You really have to send us the records first, because if we don't know that you have the ability to do that, we don't know that we can even do the interview. So definitely send us the records. If you need help with that, get at me. We can, you know, assist if necessary. Now, speaking of the inbox, we have this record here, Spiffy from Oak Lone Tree. I met him through Champ Chuck a while back. He's been on me about this album, and we've just been booked up, but I'm finally getting to play it. So, Oak, hope you're tuned in. This one's Spiffy off his new record, Bully Mammoth, which I rock with the title. Bully Mammoth, Oak Lone Tree. This joint is called Spiffy. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Check it. I can do this shit all night, no batteries needed. Your faculty's weeded, alright. I actually bleed this, you casually beat this. That shit is not tight, I rep for the culture, embody it. You slept with the vultures and hobbyists. I dead you imposters and lobbyists. My residue's obvious, watch it drip. Drop tip, top shape that I'm fighting. That check up from the neck up with no Nike hat. Play this here for your chicken, she liking that. Funny thing is she don't even be liking rap. My goon platoon got Viking caps. You dudes will lose at writing tracks. I grew from the moon and the lightning snaps. I assume your crew is all lightning crap. And that's just whatever, man. Like Redman and Method Man, bet that I'm better, man. Whenever I'm repping my section, I'm destined to rush. Respected or get slammed, right through the floor. I'm writing it raw, you haven't heard in a long time. I'm Larry Bird from the foul line, can't miss, I swish. Walk off smiling, you're wildin', thinking you keeping up. Get your weight up, son, you ain't eat enough. Mr. J on the beat and keep it tough. We beastin', you reaching, we teaching yours. Come get your diploma, act up and you can get left in the coma. Step on your face, step on your tapes, then I might just go step on the coma.
I do that left, right, left type swing, bada bing, ha, sing like ring in your ride. Now bring that woo, slow down, flow now. Yo, bow your head, go bounce. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yo, I wrote this here in a jiffy, so what you're hearing is spiffy. I never thought I'd say spiffy, and I'm not even high off the spliffy. You moving pounds of that piffy, I'm moving crowds at a quick speed. Looping up sounds in the clean, unusual growls from the 16s. like you're watching the battle. You babies got bottles and rattles, and blankies and bibbies and bubbas and mothers. You suck in the need it, grabbing them. I'll rough up your cities in no time. Your stuff is so sh with no rhymes. Oh, what a pity. You don't know what is you, but okay, and a sissy when it's go time. Matter of fact, I'm an animal. Cadillac color is Santa suit. My habitat ugly as Nana boobs. My raps are the gulliest animal pool. Maybe that last thing debatable. Hope you see these, they be biodegradable. Cause when I got them, I just go and drop them right on the window, softer than baby food. My shit is hot like your lady nude. Fixing up pots of that gravy too. Holla at Deese, she smile as my niece. And she just enrolled in the baby school. We playing them games and we made the rules. Slaying you lames and singing them shaky tunes. We ain't the same, I'm raising them slang and paving the way, making major moves.
Left, right, left type swing. Bada bing, ha, sing like ring in your ride now. Bring that woo. Slow down, flow now, yo. Bow your head, go bounce. So that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, sun now. Cooking 7-course meals in the catacombs. Under the hills of the guns in Avalon. It's fueling my soul, you blessed the child that has his own. Up in the hands, his own vigilante eyes I had all along. Fast, anointing the stampede and epitaph. With OG's dashed in my pad, it's known for shards of the ironclads. Diamonds scrapping and crystalline torches. Ghetto voices, I take and raise some angles of light. The poison supposed to poison, my skin is as black as the omen. Extract me the gold in my heart, fill the cracks in the frozen mansions. Hold them, heaven's kissing shells in the stovetop. I'ma show them we celebrate in the spring in Poland. Rome not in the woven, though my music in open. Describe new chapters of the chosen ride. Temptation, Van Door slide. You ain't got the rhythms of most high. Nah, didn't gas in me, but they flow by. Light 100 candles with the gun smoke. Light 100 candles with the gun smoke. Light 100 candles with the gun smoke. Straight blazing, new path to black sun. Path to black. Revelation, man in panic, to the granite crack, to the Atlantic. Contraband is stopped from sip from gutter water, stranded, Zooglin, livers, pivots, crossing, thunder, hunts, and warriors, lancing. The darkest banners flip on these canvases, where the odds advantages, that's some from none and all, for me and mine, the gods be dolo. Truly's wish to be queens when they see us tapped in the photos. Flag on the track like Flojo, but hot ties, they better promo. Texas holding them, unfold the keys of Solomon and slow-mo. Chips the wrist, the wrist, the six, the clicks, the boil, something. Than the light, the coil. Fuel's addictive passion. To the crash, it spoils. It's track from soil. It's attractive ore from clenches on these benches. Gripping wheels and trailblazer barrels. And seek you concealed for these blades of steel. Wings and the kicks, the walls. Still a good year for the endless terrifics across the hemisphere. The pure than some Everclear. Still serial roaches sip to the nuclear. Fall, I leave a more tree to spare crow. Still truth is told. Light 100 candles with the gun smoke. Light 100 candles with the gun smoke. Yeah, yeah. Light 100 candles with the gun smoke. Yeah, yeah. Straight blazing, new path to black sun. Yeah, baby.
Light 100 candles with the gun smoke. That's Paranorm. That's the first record off 24 and 24. Like I said, 24 songs, 24 artists, 24 hours. If that gives you a clue what we have in store for you there. We got Stay True in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
What up, what up, what up?
What up?
Good job, Sam. Good job, Sam.
And we got Priscilla. Priscilla, actually, I have to ask you a favor, which is what caught me. Can you press that off button on the air conditioner? I just heard it when we turned on your mic.
Feeling good right now, though.
It is, but now it's going to get sweaty.
That's cool. I'm gonna just find a position I'm comfortable in and just chill.
Well, we got rolling chairs. We can, you know, separate.
Yeah.
So now we have Priscilla in the building as well.
Peace.
That's
all I have. We all peace. There's peace and love. We all blessed over here.
Yes. Nice. And the mic's not buzzing anymore. Well, it is actually, but not too bad.
It's not that bad though.
Yeah. We'll just get super close to it. I'll turn it down and just speak loudly.
Word.
Love it.
Okay. Does that sound better? Okay.
Quick fix.
So what's happening, gentlemen?
Not much, man. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great.
I'm good. Avi, how you doing?
Hungry.
We're very hungry.
Real hungry.
Very, very hungry. But starving artists, that's how it gets down, you know what I mean? So you know the feeling, Sam, you know what I mean?
I hate being hungry.
Yeah. So I mean, hopefully we don't come off angry on the show. I think we'll be alright though. For like the next hour, but we gotta go get some grub, dude.
Mm-hmm. I'm with it.
Yeah, we gotta get some grub.
Feeling to eat.
Last time we came here, we went to like a fake pizza shop with some horrible. No, we were hungry, so we ate the pizza. It was okay pizza.
I wasn't there for that, was I?
No.
Yeah,
It was like an emergency.
Pizza stop.
We had to stop.
Yeah.
Oh, you got some of the college food.
Probably. I don't
know. You would have loved it.
Yeah. No.
However long ago.
This was definitely like a pizza. Pizza inside a shop that didn't sell pizza.
Oh, no, don't do that.
No, we did it.
Was it like a box, too?
Maybe. But yeah. So hopefully we find a better food spot out here.
Don't stop there no more.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, pizza's crucial, man.
That cracker held us down. Bought me like 30 minutes.
Shout out to Velveeta.
What's going on, Sam, man? Yeah. What's going on?
I'm hungry. Now I want to eat.
Yeah. Well, we all go grab a bite or something like that.
Let's do it.
Yeah, this dude's always hungry.
Yeah, I'm with it. Now you guys are going vegan?
No, Marin is going vegan, maybe.
He's been trying to persuade us.
I only eat chicken and fish, and I barely eat chicken like that, so I'm on my way.
I've been getting dragged that way, man. Not dragged. I don't want to say dragged, but mm-hmm. I've been... You said you walked into the show.
Oh, yeah. When I was doing the 24 video, I walked in the building, and it was the first time ever I ever heard, like, rappers arguing over vegan options and, like, plugging each other on, like, nah, this vegan spot's dope, and this vegan spot's dope. And I was just like, really? Like, I was trying to film, but I was so interested in what was going on in the other room. I'm like, they're not talking about who's the best MC or anything like that. They're talking about... You know, potatoes and greens. Like, it's kind of cool. So it was pretty cool, man. I'm glad people are taking that step in the healthy route.
For some reason, there's a lot of... I think this is Marin calling in right now.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you about my vegan stuff.
Man. Let's see if he's there.
Hello?
Hey, Sam, it's Hunter. I was wondering if you could send somebody down on the end of the ground floor.
Yeah, man, I'm in the middle of a show right now, but I can, you know, in
yeah,
a minute.
No rush. No rush. I'm just chilling.
I thought you were a guest so. Calling in. So,
Sorry.
Okay, yeah. So, all right, we'll get you soon.
That was substitute Marin. All right.
Damn. All right. So
that was cool.
Yeah, no, man, I haven't even grilled a burger yet this year, and I was thinking about that the other day. The vegans are starting to.
It's starting to sprout. We're starting
to
get hit.
Man, it's starting to happen in my head.
Starting to stay woke. Stay true, stay woke, and, you know, eat the right things, man.
I'm struggling with whether to accept it or not.
Take your time getting into it, man. It ain't for everybody. I mean, soy is a very, very unique taste, depending on...
And it takes skill to cook soy.
Yeah, because there's some nasty vegan food out there at times.
You're scaring me before I even go in that direction.
No, but there's some really good options. I feel like potatoes are really hefty. And
well, the Irish...
You're getting me hungry.
Yeah, y'all. A little Irish in me, too.
So I'm pretty sure I ain't the only one hungry right now.
So we should probably talk about something.
Yeah, because we're all, like, hungry right now.
It's going to be... People are turning off the podcast.
Like,
all right.
Like, I already ate.
So
dinner time. Too.
What is going on with you guys? Because that's what we need to talk about here.
Let's talk.
You guys might do more than I do.
We're around the same realm, yeah. Like we're in the same world. You know, we do a little bit of everything, but
I think we're pretty equal. You actually do a little more, maybe.
Let's just say we respect your hustle.
Yeah.
Coming from someone else that does it, we respect your hustle.
That's how we get along. You
know? Yeah, not everybody gets that. So we do a lot, man. We've been grinding for quite some time just as Stay True in the unit alone. I mean, I met this guy doing photography. What's up?
Oh. I think we got a call.
The phone's ringing again. Oh, let's find out.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Drum roll.
Oh,
is this Mark Marin?
What's going on, people?
You're on the air, man. What's happening?
I'm chilling, man. I'm cooking spaghetti, man.
Oh, come on. Are you serious? All right, no more food talk. What's good, Mary?
Oh, man.
I'm chilling. Chilling on daddy duty, you already know.
I know how that is, brother. I know how that is, man, but... Yeah, so I mean, now that we got Marin on the air, man, yo, we've been all hustling for quite some time. Matter of fact, Marin, since you just called in, you want to tell him what we've been up to, man? Like, we've been working.
Yeah, a whole lot, man. Of course, you know, Sam came through to the Beat Club podcast, which was a very, very dope episode, man. I listened back to that joint. We was having a good-ass time, or good old time.
Yeah, good old time.
Podcast. It's the podcast world. Excuse me.
And, yeah.
You know, and then, of course, you know, the Beat Club podcast live events. We've been doing them over at, right around the corner from you guys at PA's Lounge. Mm-hmm. And we got the stew coming up June 4th, man, at Wonder Bar, man. So it's a whole lot, man. A whole lot.
Yeah, we've been working. And I'm excited because this year we put on more for the beat culture. Like, you know, in the past couple of years, it's only been the stew. And the stew, for those that don't know, is a... it's an umbrella that houses a bunch of different events, niche events per se. One of our most infamous ones is the Beat Showcase, or the Stew Beat Showcase, where producers come through, they make stuff live on the spot, some challenges that are not like your average challenges for producers, where they have to make things 20, 25 minutes on the spot, which is really dope. And that was kind of the formula like a year ago. And then we kind of
stumbled. It's my favorite event.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we stumbled across the whole Beat Club podcast thing. And funny enough, for maybe like 10 years, I always wanted something called Beat Club. I have no idea what it was going to be. And then this podcast thing came on, and then it just gave a whole new outlook and platform to producers that are outside of New England. Like, we got producers that are submitting from all over the U.S. and maybe even some outside of the U.S.
And it's dope. We, I went out there, and the format is great. The reaction is strong.
Yeah.
You guys have people chiming in throughout it live, you know, tweets, GIFs, memes.
the whole nine.
Tons of submissions.
The Twitter
and that's live. And then when it gets posted, you get a whole new group of people, and you get people listening to it again. And you guys know what you're talking about, so you're not just like critic. It's from a constructive point of view. It's not just like...
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess we go off the basis of we started the stew, and we allowed the stew to kind of bubble and become what it was. You know, we used kind of our brands, like Marin had Branded Authentic, we had Stay True, and the events that we did kind of developed those names. And so when we came together and made the stew became somewhat of a household name, and then we could launch something else based off of the stew. So it's kind of like this snowball effect that's been going and just working for us. And honestly, we want to thank the producer community for rocking with us, because it's been extremely organic, and it's been amazing how the flow of producers were, it was consistent here, but it's just so much more broader now, and people are just pouring in like every single week just to get beats on deck. So yeah, if you guys have beats, if you know a producer or beat maker, I can plug it, beatclubpodcast.com. They can drop beats in the folder, man. We'll play it on the air on our radio station. It's all about beats, and we play a cool little game, keep it a cut it. Sam, did you even know that that was going to go down? Did you know the format of the show before you came?
Yes.
Well played. All right. Nah, because I just want to make sure, because you know, people that don't know the flow of the show, when they come through, like, yo, that was really fun. You know what I mean? So
I had an idea.
You had an idea?
Yeah.
Yeah. But as long as you enjoyed yourself, so we had a good old time.
It was wicked fun. And so people know at the beginning, you guys sort of chop it up. Talk about what's going on in your world. Then you do the keep it or cut it.
Which is a beautiful segment.
7 to 12 beats, you know.
Sometimes, yeah.
I try to get 10. There were times that there were more, and sometimes there were less. And
we try to keep it at 10, but sometimes when the beats come in and we automatically know that this beat is whack, we just kind of just cut it off because we just want to save our ears.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just for that reason.
So, and it's cool, and then you guys go and keep it or cut it, and you go around the room and talk about it. And then
what happens is all the beats that we decide to keep make a mix at the end of the month that we put out there. And everything that we do is completely free. We don't charge anybody to do anything. And we just show love. We show love by tagging all the producers, putting them out there, and just kind of giving them a platform that they may not have ever had before. And on top of that, when we put things out there, other producers at that producer while the beat is playing, and kind of talk to them as well. So you're getting...
You put on for these guys. You guys put on for the producer community like no one else.
And we love it. And hopefully they love us too.
They do.
I want to know, how do you decipher from like a good beat?
I'll let AV handle that. No, yeah.
I think a good beat all goes down to feeling. Like, you know, when you hear a new song from whoever, sometimes you might not even like the artist, but if you feel the song, the track record, their harmonies, whatever the case is, it's good.
Yeah.
It's mixed well. It just sonically sounds beautiful. That sounded great.
That was poetic. Yo, Marin, can you chime in on that? What makes a good beat, man? Can you chime in on that?
It's all subjective. You know what I'm saying? It's all about preference. But I mean, you know, like, especially when you're at a stew showcase, man, it's... Yes, Corinne, I see you. You did a great job. That's beautiful. Oh, okay, I'll show you. So yeah, you know, it's just about the, you know, you see the crowd reaction, you can see the general consensus, you can see, you know, that stank look on everybody's face. But I think AV hit it right on the nose, man. It's just about a feeling, and we don't always agree, and we all have different kind of opinions and different styles that we like, so that's what kind of makes the podcast itself dope. You know, but yeah, it's just all, you know, music is all about a feeling, man. It's all about a feeling. And, you know, there are some technical components, too. You know, like, you know, there's, you know, some things involve music theory, right? Sometimes we hear things and it's like, nah, that's off key. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, those drums are a little too sloppy right there. Like, you know, some things could be off, but, you know, it has to kind of make sense, too. So there are those technical things that kind of make a beat good as well. But, you know, it's mainly the feeling.
They're being... like really serious, and there's a lot of, it's a very lighthearted thing. It's, there's a lot of jokes. Some of it is just cutting. People, there's,
I mean, can I chime in? I guess I'll chime in. So yeah, everything does sound pretty serious, right? It sounds like a real serious process. It's really not. Like, honestly, we drink tequila, we eat pizza, and we talk beats and production for 2 hours. We do Keep It or Cut It, which is an awesome segment where we just give our critique on the beats, and sometimes you'll just be amazed. Like, if you follow us on Twitter, the people that add us on Twitter and the stuff they send over while the beats are playing will just have you laughing by yourself on top of our commentary. At Beat Club Podcast, everything, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Yeah, it's just a really good time. Like, take a listen. We're on iTunes. We're on SoundCloud.
YouTube.
Like, just take a listen. We've had a bunch of different guests. Come through. We just had Mo Pope come through Sunday. Archetype's been there. Ed OG, Acrobatic, just a couple of folks.
So you have non-producers on too.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm happy about that.
Just to have another perspective.
Yeah, and my fault.
No, that was it.
I heard from another producer that it was good to have MCs on the show because they got feedback on what MCs are looking for in terms of beat selection or you know, how they go about making a record with something. Like, Mo Pope kind of dived into that on the most recent episode. Shameless plug, released today.
Listen to it now. Beat Club Podcast.
But he was definitely talking about how he builds with producers and, you know, how, basically his process. And it's good for producers to know that, because you might see that you want to work on Uncle Sam, and now that you know, like, this is how he takes the beats and stuff.
You guys had me looking like a critic on there. Cut it. That's how it is.
Because you, when you're put in that seat to judge a beat and you're really like, yo, let me reach back and analyze my taste. Yeah, this beat doesn't make the cut. Like, not everybody asks you to kind of give you the thorough feedback on their track.
Right.
Like, I like it. And we're anti-yes men, so we'll tell you why.
I was channeling the ghost of Bobby Bangers
there. Nice. Yeah. It's good to channel that. It's good to channel that. Shout out to Bobby Bangers, man.
He'll be at Good Life on Friday. Level Up. Shout out Bad Decisions Collective.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Nice.
So
I met those guys at your event, I believe, right?
Yeah, they're dope.
Yeah, they're dope. They're, and they followed us as well.
They're going to send you some stuff.
Oh, good.
Yeah, what's his name? Kowalski?
Yeah, he sent something. He's working on something.
He kept that.
I might have heard the other day a little snippet of that. It's kind of crazy.
Hopefully he sends it.
Yeah, it's a little remix of a kind of heater that's out here these days.
Yeah, no, I'm looking. If he sends it, I mean, the other thing too is we also have a segment for indie artists as well at the very end of this show called Tracks That Bang. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like we get the quality tracks that you get, Sam.
So stay in your lane.
Yeah.
We might have to get Sam the A&R that part of the show.
Word or something.
Hey, I'm with it.
Word, man. So we definitely are just trying to create segments for the hip-hop community and the beatmaker community, man. That's just what we're here for. And it's what we love. We're all producers at the end of the day.
That's true, yeah.
Bum, 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 yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Pow.
Where can people hear that podcast? Not the podcast, the mix, the monthly mix.
Oh, maybe I have
it's actually on the SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/beatclubpodcast. Everything's on there.
Yes,
yeah. Every episode, every mix.
Because we're getting to that time, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the cool thing about it is, so far, I think we've released about four beat tapes.
Yeah, four.
Four beat tapes. Some of them as long as maybe 30 minutes, and they're, for the most part, a lot of different producers. Like, you might not hear too many of the same producers on a different project in the future. Like, we try to mix it up with everybody.
Sam, we got to choose the beats for your next LFOD cipher, man.
Do you want to? You guys want to be in charge of that?
We're all down for that.
We should. We've
Let's do that.
We've been listening to way more beats than... Like, we always listen to a lot of beats, but since we started the podcast, man, we got a whole lot of beats on deck.
We got a library, bro.
All right, yeah. It's a LFOD, Beat Club, Stay True, Authentic.
The stew.
Presentation. I'm with that. No, because I was just thinking about how I need to start reaching out to producers, so... Let's do that.
Our producers would love that.
Let's do it. Let's talk off air and let's put it together.
Let's make that
happen. Level up.
Yeah, there you go. Bloop, 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 bloop. That's level up.
See, that's what it's all about. Coming building. Together, building.
Who's the young lady's voice on there? Who's that?
Priscilla. I feel like you've met me like
Priscilla,
once or twice.
Up?
Okay,
what
hey.
Up,
okay,
up,
I was going to say, I don't know if you remember me. Hi.
I do remember you, of course. What's going on?
I'm blessed. Everybody. How are you?
I'm blessed, man. Just, you know, working.
Right.
Cooking spaghetti.
Me and daddy.
Oh, man. But yeah, man, so we're just happy to be here, man. We're happy just to put on for the culture, and we're just happy that the Stew is doing what it's doing and basically helping folks look at a different outlet as far as this whole beat life and beat culture.
And you do, and something, the fact that that just happened is an example of another reason these guys should rock with you, because you're out here interacting with other people who are doing things and making moves, so you can guide that, you can get them placements, you can just... It's a cycle. Once you just put your stuff out there, you never know where it's going to go. And you guys have those connections from being out here over the years and like doing different. You do things. Not a lot of people do things.
Yeah.
You do things, so you know other people that do things.
And that's what makes things work. Know.
Things get done.
Billy Loman, actually, when he came through, he was talking about that. He was telling producers, like, you have to get out. You have to go out, you know, just being on a B Club podcast mix isn't really going to, you know, make or break you. You know what I mean? But it's going to help. But at least go out and make those connections. So ever since we started the event in Somerville at PA's Lounge, we've seen new producers come up just to play. And it was their first time. Like, you know, I just want to plug up and play just to hear it over some loudspeakers.
Yeah, at the last one, it was like three or four of them. It was their first time actually like coming out of the dungeon to play some beats for people.
Ever.
Just like reinforcing ever. The stereotypes of being dusty, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's cool to see them, because once they come in and step into the culture, they kind of get conditioned to how the Stew runs. So it's like either you can go to the Beat Club podcast live event, or you can listen to the radio show and submit beats there where we're judging, or you can just go to the Stew where, you know, we're not judging and a little more harsh.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to their selection. So
it's good that you have options too, because I was talking to someone the other day who goes to the Stew and likes the Stew, but they're like, I would never compete in it. I don't have the right beats for it. It's not, but they can go these other routes that you've provided and do that instead. So,
because
not everyone is competitive.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, so Evil Doer was on here leading up to that.
Yep.
And he was battling
Self-Serve. Amazing battle. Awesome battle. On SoundCloud as well.
That was my next question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I relive this event?
Yes. So we just started something where we take the live audio from the show and we start posting it on Tuesdays as well. So that just went up last week, right?
Last week. Yeah, that was last week.
Last week, yeah, it went up last week. So you can hear Evil Doer versus Self-Serve, the full battle. As well as our other battle, Chasey versus Elio. And we'll be releasing a video
Chasey
probably next.
Chasey versus Elio.
Yeah, Chasey Peralta. Versus Elio. And we're going to be releasing a video for that most likely next week. So people can check it out. Because seeing Self-Serve live is dope. But it was a dope battle, man. Very dope battle.
I'm excited. And I know who these producers are through the Stew, through the other stuff. And now I know, you know, what's going on. So let's play a record. And we'll be back to do some more.
Cool.
This is Still Gold, Wild Style. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
The 13th Amendment classifies me as 3/5 of a human being. However, my melanated ectoderm makes me the epitome of a human. Sun gazing and sun salutation.
I've been at work with a bad attitude, watching time ticking slow. Been telling my boss to keep quiet and stick ish to be no. Take smoke breaks with a vape, eight with a pocket of blow. Picking up dirt, busting my back out though. Champion hard pop blow. The realest, realest, if I stay, it might kill my soul. The things that I do for my kids to make that dough. The clothes, the toys, the sneakers, and despite my goal, I end up the same place with all of my Negroes. And yo, then I head home and get pulled over. A little rap at the window, do better not scratch my pencil. Exchange my papers, it's safe to say I don't like his lingo. Can't be no shit right now, I'm late to get my child.
execution up, but that just ain't my style. Yo, I've been at work, dying slowly with dead people walking. Bosses, they act phony. Got a slight drug habit, nobody know. My wife hates me, my confidence is very low. I come a long way, but got plenty miles to go. I'm losing my mind, I'm begging y'all, leave me alone. I said that is illegal. The taser hurt, but I'm thinking that bullets are lethal. The upheaval is heavy, evil comes in many forms. My hands was up and new blood is very warm. These pigs stick their nose in shit that don't belong. Tell my kids that he ain't never coming home.
We're back. Let me bring Marin up here. You with us still, Mark?
Yeah, I was just vibing to Jaja on that joint, man. He wild out on that joint.
That dude's the man.
One part, but it's live. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
I love that dude's energy.
Compliments to Spaghetti.
Popped up out here and went nuts.
What's his name?
Jaja.
Jaja? Gotcha.
Yeah, we actually have talked about him a bunch on here because he just showed up. He moved up from Atlanta, like, I don't know how long ago, not too long, like, met Mo, like, pretty quick, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden he was, like, everywhere. He's on 24 and 24. He's on their mm-hmm. record. He's, like, he's just making moves hard, yeah.
That's good. That's gotta get out.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Gotta get out.
So, what we were talking about off air
yeah.
is Priscilla's gonna give you guys a little heads up on a coming question, and then I think we're gonna do some keep it or cut it.
Hey,
let's go.
Yeah.
All right, so this segment is called When I Say Spit. When I Say Spit focuses on the art of lyricism within music.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that you guys, you know, focus more on like the beat and mm-hmm. the producer aspect. So I twisted it around a little bit for you guys. So if there was a hip hop lyric to describe why people should listen to your podcast, what would that lyric be? Or rather, to describe your podcast and the movement of it all.
Yo, Marin, take that.
Hit us with a bat.
Wait, hold up. So I kind of missed the game. So do I pull out a lyric that exists from somewhere else, or are we making this up on the spot?
No, a lyric that does exist from somewhere else, and it can't be yours.
And it can't be
so
mine.
We got to think on it while we play some Keep It or Cut It.
If you have it right now, you can take it.
Yeah, if you have it, Marin, I toss you the alley-oop.
That's a good question.
Oh, okay. So we could do it after Keep It or Cut It?
Yeah.
I mean, I did have something in mind, but I'll do something else because it was kind of it's extra graphic, and I don't want to have to censor. So let me think about it.
All right, cool.
All right.
So Marin's on the homework.
so that people have an understanding of what really goes down on the B Club podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to do Keep It or Cut It. And we're going to do it true to form. We're not going to rush it. We're only going to do one beat.
All right, cool.
One beat. And you guys haven't screened these. These are just.
Nope.
You sent me four beats.
It's up to you to pick.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to do it by random. So. Priscilla, pick a number between 1 and 4.
2.
Okay. We're going to do Loose Connection.
I knew it.
I knew that was coming up.
How did you know?
I just had a feeling.
It was a vibe.
It was definitely a vibe.
Is this dude good?
Yeah, he's pretty good, but we're going to see what he delivers.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play this beat, let it ride for a bit, and then we're going to tell him whether we keep it or cut it. So this is Loose Connection. Mad Face.
Uh-oh.
You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio. Keep it or cut it.
Seems like someone definitely...
Whoop. We got a few things going on. 1 second.
Yo, them snares sounded cool, though. The doubling of the snares, whatever that mix was.
You're tuned into Live... Now. Keep it or cut it.
It's just weird, because... Seems like someone definitely touched my drum set.
Feel for it?
Yeah, we got a good feel for it.
I feel as soon as it dropped.
Yeah. I seen you bopping already.
You should have seen my face.
And the mad face?
Yeah. So, screwed face.
Ladies first, and you picked the beat.
So
basically, you give your thoughts on it, and then whether you would keep it or cut it.
Okay, I wasn't feeling it until it got to, I don't know if that's the breakdown.
Call it whatever you want.
Right, okay. So I'm not a critique, I'm not a pro at this, but... When it got to that little
Do the sound.
We can explain. Yeah.
Yeah, that. All of that. That's how I was like, whoa. Yeah, that felt beautiful right there. Okay, so yeah.
So would you keep it or would you cut it?
I would keep it.
Mm. Keep it.
She would keep it for that reason.
Okay.
Keep it. All right. It's y'all guys. I'm usually the last one to chime in, so go ahead.
I mean... This wasn't a good example.
Why is that?
I was hoping we got one that was like, then we could actually really critique it, because it was like, they sonically do their thing on like every joint.
Yeah.
That keeps your attention from the intro, even though, just like she said, it didn't sound interesting until it got to a point. It had to build you up, then it hit you in the heart. You was like, whoa, this is kind of dope. You should have seen my face when it dropped.
And the mad face, bro.
Goodness.
So is that a keep it? I mean, it sounds like a keep it.
If that ain't a keep it, then my name's Mark Maron.
What do you think, Mark?
That's definitely a keep it.
Mark's on the drums all the time.
I would keep it, man. I think I'm pretty sure that he pulled Becky out at the Lions event.
Yeah.
When he battled Suicide Squad.
That's right.
So it's like, it definitely has that energy. It's not the type of beat that I would probably listen to on my personal time, but it was dope for like the battle. You know what I mean? It had that vibe. And just like Priscilla said, the drop is what makes it interesting. Like when that happened, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what kind of got the crowd to go crazy. And I remember D Sharp was kind of like motioning with his hands and stuff like that, and that was the added element to get the crowd to go crazy. So I would keep it thinking of that beat battle mode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was conducting an orchestra.
I'm in the same boat as you guys about... kind of wish it was worse because it's always funnier.
You know,
there's what's usually like half and half, and like
she picked two.
It's funny.
Yeah.
But I would say he almost lost me. Actually, he had me from the beginning. I'm a drummer. I like the drums, and I knew as soon as there was like a, you know, what's it called? There's a little skit, you know, about the drumming at the beginning. I was like,
yeah,
okay. And then they hit right away.
Mm-hmm.
But then the like breakdown part almost lost me because it was. It was pulling. He had the like modern trap drums, but with like the Dilla swing on the samples, and it was like a couple times almost like pulling me in too many directions at once. But overall, the drums powered through it, and you just got pulled into the head nod. So like once you got your head moving, you couldn't lose it. So that's a keep it. But he was playing. Is a tightrope he's walking with, or they are walking with that.
Yeah, they add a lot of elements to their beats.
Well, and then I heard the bang, and I was like, oh man, I almost didn't turn it off because I didn't know what was
coming.
There's probably something at the end that we didn't even hear.
Yeah, I feel as though that was a keep it though, right, Sam?
Yeah, yeah. I tried to be a critic for y'all.
No, that's cool. I mean, I felt as though everything was cool. It caught you right away. However, when the drops did happen, not all the drops worked for me. Like the fillers that they had, like the one shots, some of them were cool. Some of them were like, wasn't really needed. But I mean, get those one shots off if you can. But that was the only thing I would basically say. I feel like it's a good battle beat, like Marin said, or maybe try to get your freestyle off or something and make it happen. Mm-hmm. So I would keep it on that end, but those, not all the drops resonated with me.
Yeah, the kitchen sink was definitely in there.
Yeah, a little bit.
But, you know, we have to give, even if we keep it, we got to give constructive criticism. And that's the whole point. Like, no one wants to be just told, yeah, fam, that's dope.
Right.
Word. You can't do anything
with
that.
Like,
you can't.
Sometimes it's just that fire, though.
Sometimes it is. That's
Sometimes.
That wasn't quite Elmo emoji, though. Or
yeah.
Elmo GIF or whatever it is. I'm not on the internet like that. But Priscilla asked you a question, Mark.
Yeah, Mark, you got that answer, bro?
One thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain. Right. And that's Bob Marley.
Okay. Right. Sound like Nori.
French Town Rock.
Good. All right.
Ava, you got something? I might piggyback Marin's joint. I was listening to the beat the whole time. I wasn't even thinking.
I ain't got nothing. I don't know.
Nothing
good. I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is not the answer I want to go with, because it's like Eminem 8 Mile.
What is it?
Let me know as soon as.
I can't quote it very good. It's a certain feeling you get when you're reeling your spit and people are feeling you, like that type of thing. Except when you take out spit and you put, you know, with the beats and the things that we're doing. I went out and I worked for a record label. I worked and did many other different things, but this right here, to be doing something that's real and resonates with you and people are feeling it. That's probably one of the dopest feelings that I think everybody should try once. Like, it's better than any other drug I've ever had. Straight up. Like, when it hits and when it's rocking right, whether you're at the stew and you're seeing everybody go crazy in that environment, to know that you created that and it came from scratch. That's dope. So, when you're real with it, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Right.
I guess that did fit. I think I did a good job.
Yeah,
that
cool.
Was awesome.
Avi, what you got now?
I ain't got nothing.
Not most deaf lines, anything like that. I'm
Yo,
saying
my mind's blank right now. I don't even listen to rappers no more. Just straight beats.
This is very true. All right.
Well, if you think of something,
I'm gonna try.
Yeah.
At me or something.
I'm trying to think of something.
That's a good question. I like that.
Nah, it really is, because I've really got to think
a
about
real
it.
Dope segment. I like that.
Yeah. That's smooth. That made me think.
Threw me off. Thought I was gonna.
You didn't tell me that was coming, Sam.
Thought I was gonna come ahead. Not really.
No
talk.
No one ever knows it's coming. They just get hit.
I love it though.
It's because you know. I expect you guys to just listen to the past podcasts and you know the format.
Yeah, pretty much. Well played.
She actually kind of hit us like the stew, though.
Yeah.
So I do like that, yeah.
I think that was cool.
Right.
Because nobody knows what our challenges are until the day of.
Mm.
Yeah.
So in that moment is when you hear what you're going to be working on or tweaking or whatever the case is. You have no idea.
and those ideas have to come like at that moment. That's why it's kind of like, who has now? You know what I mean? Like, if you're there at the stew and you could be practicing, you can practice how to make beats as fast as you want, so you have all your presets set, mm-hmm. but you get tossed the wrong sample because you scored low in the first round, like, you don't know what to do. You know what I mean? But yeah. we've heard some amazing things. Like, I mean, one of my favorite is Kenzo flipping the Little Mermaid under the sea. Like, that's the most memorable one right now. Or Elio with Darth Vader. And like, those things are cool. You know what I mean? But
the Little Mermaid drone was dope.
Vinyl Villain scored something in 10 minutes, walked away, smoked a cigarette, and came outside. It was a perfect score. He scored Ali. You know what I mean? Like, and
he pulled the Steph Curry, took the shot, walked away, walked like away. Splash.
And so it's just cool to see these people be creative and in their element. And everybody's kind of a star. Like, there's not many events out there that makes a producer a star in their own right. Mm. And when they have the center stage and the artist is the one looking on, that's dope. We kind of like reverse the pedestal.
Reverse the
spotlight. Do you get a lot of women producers?
You want to answer that? Because
we've only had one participate in an actual stew competition. Shout out to Abstract Minor. She's very talented. Through the podcast, though, we've been getting a lot of submissions, you know, people from different states. So, so we gotta figure that out, man, because we would love to have more women get involved with the event. But I guess they're not in the New England. I guess they're not in the New England area heavy like that, or I guess they don't have that courage to get on the stage yet. So we'll see. We gotta figure that out.
I was going to say that we did do a special on a B Club podcast that was all lady or women producers. Yep. And we just did only those producers, and they were from all over the U.S. Mm. So you can check that mix out as well. Yeah, that was in March from National Women's History Month.
Women's History Month.
Yeah, there you go. So we did that, too. So that's how we found out there's a lot of women producers out there.
A lot of them got heat, too.
Yeah, they got heat, bro. Oh, my God.
And Wonder Girl is huge in the industry right now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wonder Girl's producing a lot of joints, man.
Mm-hmm.
She's killing stuff right now, so.
We need that.
Music's music, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, that's dope that you guys feature that, though. So, we got to get out of here.
Yep.
Why don't you let them one more time know where to find all this?
All right, Mr. Social Media, you want to handle this, or you want me to run it off?
You can run off half of it. I got you.
All right, cool. So, first and foremost, man, is D-Loops, a.k.a. Do It All Loops, man. I am a co-creator of The Stew. That's thestewshowcase.com. If you're interested in the Beat Club, it's beatclubpodcast.com. If you're looking for the Beat Club, Beat Club Podcast Everything. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you know a producer, if you are a producer or a beat maker and you're trying to get heard on the radio waves, and you just need someone that's not going to say yes to every single beat you do, feel free to submit. Feel free to submit as many beats as possible, and they'll get airplay on our radio show. We do it every Sunday, 1 to 3. And if you miss that show, you'll definitely find it on SoundCloud on Tuesday. Post around noon.
Check us out at Wonder Bar June 4th, 8 to about 12:30-ish. Come through. If you're a producer, you could actually sign up through our open kitchen and possibly get a slot on our panel.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? You could pre-register. We actually got a couple slots left still.
Mm-hmm.
And also August 13th, we have episode 3 of The Stew. All slots open. You can register right now. Hit us up on thestewshowcase.com,
man.
Yeah. And if you get that, and if you get that placement, and you the first top two winners of each episode make it to the finale for $1,000 cash prize, title belt, and a bunch of other gifts and prizes as well. So that's what we do it for. We do it for the culture, and you do it for the money.
Straight up.
So that's it, man.
Don't be
we
scared.
We do it for
either.
The culture, and you do it for the money.
There you go.
If you don't come out to battle, at least come in network.
And even if you aren't a producer, it's legit one of the most fun events. These guys keep it light, great hosts, backgrounds in hosting, you know, events for a while. You guys are comfortable up there. It happens. There's so many technical hurdles that could occur that are just breezed through, and it's just great to see, you know, the talent up there. And if you're an artist, you should be there networking. Absolutely. I hate to like vouch for an event strictly off networking, but like that's like something you should do there.
It's Uncle Sam cosign.
I have a lot of fun whenever I go. It's a good time.
Thank you for
coming. And it's not just a beat battle. They do throw a movie score at you, and you have to score a movie, and you have 20 minutes, and everyone's got different. It's nuts. It's you never fun. Know what you're going to see.
It's just fun. Come out.
And June 4th, you might even, you know, see us there.
There you go. I hope so.
I should be. I might be a little Hollywood that day.
Go for it. I'm
supposed to be doing a photo shoot.
So you got, are you going to come through with like the stunners and a fur jacket or something?
I don't even know, man. I'm just...
Oh.
I'm saying. I'm going to try.
If my show gets canceled, I'll come.
We're super Hollywood here. if I don't have anything else. No, but it is the best thing ever. So June 4th, August 13th, and the finale in December. When's the next B Club Live?
Marin, we're working on that date still, right?
Yeah, we're working on it.
It'll be late
June for sure. It'll be late June. It'll be like a couple of weeks after the stew. I know I have the July date locked in as well, but I don't know. We'll talk about that.
That's dope. So there's coming. It's definitely on its way.
Every month.
When I get out of here, I'm going to go to soundcloud.com/beatclubpodcast. I'm going to listen to this Evil Doer and Self Serve battle for sure. And if you want to hear our previous podcast, that's lfodradio.com. If you want to hear the previous answers to Priscilla's When I Say Spit segment and hear how other artists such as Spenda, Mo Pope himself, Still Gold, various MCs and dignitaries from across the scene, lfodradio.com. If you're an artist, submissions at lfodradio.com. Keep it clean. We'll be back next Tuesday. Basically doing a recap of the Boston Calling Madness. I'm going to get out of here with... This is a dope producer, MC. I was just talking with a friend of mine about how we wish he would put out some more music. This is Jamil Malik. This is Black Fist Always. You're tuning to Live Free or Die Radio. Mark, thanks for calling in, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Thanks for having us, man. And much love to you, man, for what you're doing, man. We love LFOD, man. And I definitely I gotta step my podcast game up in terms of listening.
Vice versa. Up. You missed it. They got me. They got me. All right. We'll talk to you soon, man. Peace.
All right, man. Peace.
All right. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.